Markets are starting off this holiday short and trading week in the red. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by Cropland. Well, front month corn futures, 2 to 3 cents lower. Soybeans about a penny lower here on the overnight. We'll take a look at those numbers here very shortly. We ended last week with corn up about a half cent, soybeans down almost a nickel, and wheat futures were down over 11 and a half cents. Following a theme of profit taking close to the last week, grain futures are again lower to begin this shortened week, but have also managed to bounce off of overnight lows. Traders will continue to be in tune to crop conditions around the globe while monitoring demand for U.S. crops and looking ahead to the USDA outlook form at the end of the week, which will give an early look into the government's ideas for 26-27. In the outside markets, equities will look to recover from selling pressure last week off record highs for the Dow. Scheduled reports on Tuesday look to be light, with USDA out with their annual chicken and eggs inventory report later this afternoon, which could offer some clues into feed demand from that sector. The Dow right now is down 64 points. European markets are slightly higher. Asian markets are also trading lower. On the livestock side of things, higher cash cattle trading and covering off a three-day weekend, traders are likely to be aggressive buyers of futures. Hog futures may find support after weaknesses of last week, as liquidation may have run its course. Opening cattle calls are going to be steady to higher. Hogs look to be higher across the board. We'll look at the numbers next.
You know, a favorite trucker hat with a wedding tuxedo is certainly a unique combination, but not as crowd-pleasing of a combination as Cropland Winpack varieties. Winpack soybeans blend together two complementary varieties to help maximize yield potential and reduce risk across variable field conditions in many environments. Talk to your local Cropland retail seed expert about Winpack varieties, one of the most unique concepts in soybeans today.
March corn is down 2 3/4 at 429 even. December new crop is 3 1/4 lower at 461 1/4. March beans down 1 1/4 at 1131 3/4. November new crop down 1 1/4 at 1112 1/4. Soybean meal down $3.10 at 306.10. Soy oil up 43 cents at 57.51. Chicago wheat down 8 1/4 at 540 1/2. Kansas winter wheat down 4 1/2 at 538 even. Kansas spring wheat 4 1/2 lower at 575 even. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny at 570 3/4. Oats down 3 cents at 307 3/4. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.